listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Major crash officers are investigating a fatal crash in Clackline, which claimed the lives of four people. Police say a silver Nissan Navara Ute driving along the Great Eastern Highway left the road and struck a tree around 12:30 this morning. The 45, 21 and 19-year-old men and 9-year-old boy tragically died at the scene. Anyone with dashcam footage or information relating to the crash should contact Crime Stoppers. Anthony Albanese is vowing to do more to combat violence against women. The Prime Minister's comments follow a string of high-profile incidents, including the Bondi attack and protests demanding action. He says he acknowledges the grim reality in Australia. One woman a week dies at the hands of a partner or someone they know.
These are human tragedies. As well, violence has an impact on an intergenerational impact from children who witness it in the home, and we need to do more.
If this raises concerns, call 1-800-RESPECT. The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been given added scope to reach some of WA's youngest patients. Telethon funding allowing the service to install neonatal cots in helicopters. The cots are designed to move babies less than a month old, with 200 newborn transfers last year. In sport, the Goldfields Giants women's team are gearing up to take on the Southwest Lammers this weekend. The sides are set to clash at Niels Hansen Stadium tomorrow night from 6 p.m. Head coach Jamie Worthington says there'll be a new addition in the team.
Final piece of the puzzle, Jasmine Joson, our international from the Philippines. She actually arrived last night, so it was great to meet her, and she walked straight off the plane and come down to training to meet the girls.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.